from Justin's place. The first one is from Tony Lovett of New York City. Come on up, Tony. Tell us how God has had mercy on you.
Good evening. I'm Tony Lovett. I was addicted. I found God. Story over. No, I'm joking. But, story is, I'm not quite sure where to begin, but I'll just tell the truth. So, I was raised in New York City, pretty much spoiled as a child, had everything I wanted, you know, come from a pretty well-rounded family, and, I just chose to follow my own path, my own beat, you know. Life kind of sort of throws you a curveball, and everyone handles it in their own shape, form, or fashion. And mine was finding chemical substances, so to speak. Went through a stage where I was in group homes and foster care as well. And along with that came a whole rebellious stage where I really didn't want to hear anybody or listen to what they had to say, and I was following the beat of my own drum for the majority of my life, which led to jail multiple times. Thought I had it right a couple times and relapsed, turned that back over, and it tended to be a trend, a cycle that I followed through with. I've known who God was. My family actually are pastors and deacons and bishops, and they have their own family church called Echoes Temple out in Queens, New York. And there was a lot of pressure that came along with that within itself, you know, growing up and being told I had to be there. So it was I knew who he was, but hadn't built a relationship with him. So I was, I guess you could say, sitting in the bleachers watching it the whole time, but not really understanding what was going on. And that happened a couple years, you know, a lot of years, maybe 15, 20 years. In and out of church, in and out of addiction, knowing the right thing and some reason still doing the wrong things, expecting different results. I was lost. And the last 8 or so years, I've been really trying to pull it together, get things in order, figure out who I was along with it, because the only me I knew was a person who was used to being on chemicals and treating my emotions with such, you know, hiding them, masking them by the use of those. I moved down to Florida figuring I would change everything. And it worked for a while. Got a job, became stable, and then things became rough and went right back into that curveball that I was throwing. But this time it just turned into a bigger and bigger snowball and ended up being arrested again. Upon being arrested, I came across some guys who are, I wouldn't have chosen to be friends with on my own, and I guess the best way to put it is God placed them there, the right place, the right time, right circumstances, even though I had to take the wrong route to find it. They introduced me, seeing I was a little cased away. I liked to isolate and really didn't like to socialize with a lot of people because I really didn't know who I was without those substances in me. And they began to teach me about the Bible and what it really stood for. And I had this opinion about myself that I was not all I should be or where I should have been. And at this point in my life, I was not very happy with myself. And they began to teach me that God was going to meet me right where I was at and that he loved me for who I was and that I could come to him just as I am. Because if I was to wait until everything was perfect, I would never, ever actually find him there. These are also the same people who just so happened to get flunked out of Justin's place who invited me to fill out the application for this program as well. Though they told me it was a 6-month program, and it turns out this was a whole lot longer spew. But this ride has been nothing but incredible. In the past 7-8 months, my relationship with God has gone from non-existent to I actually wake up every morning, I give him his time, and I make sure I give it to him. I have been calling on him and asking for his guidance with decisions that I'm making, and I'm seeing that in the past where I thought he was a burden, he's actually someone who's able to lift those things up off my shoulders and help me carry the weight. I had this lady in LaBelle named Miss Patty, and she was like a mother to all of us, grandmother to those who didn't have, a sister for those who were of our age. And she had this saying that don't tell God how big your problems are. Tell your problems how big God is. And I begin to realize it as I dug into the scriptures and I, you know, start to converse with him, not only when those problems would occur, but when I felt situations getting out of hand. And more, day by day, the relationship grew. He also placed more brothers around me who I wouldn't have chosen on my own, but are the right people in the right situation, in the right circumstance for the problems that I was going through, because they were able to understand and meet me also directly where I was at. Today, I have been sober almost 3 years. I am working stably. I'm currently back in an apartment, and I truthfully feel that through the grace of God, St. Matthew's, Justin's house, and the brothers around me, that the doors that I had opened on my own without any of God's assistance, that he has closed them and allowed me to walk down a new path. And I am honored to say and be glad and thankful that I'm here to give this speech. Thank you.